All right. I'm a bitch. I'm a mother.
I'm a child. I'm a mother. I'm a sinner. I'm a saint. I do not feel ashamed.
You can join if you want.
I'm your dream. I'm nothing in between. You know I wouldn't want it any other way.
I have to be honest, I wasn't into it when you started, and I got into it really fast.
Nice, good.
I love that song.
It's really a good,
wonderful song.
Yeah.
At first I was like, this again.
And then
I was like, oh, this again.
Yeah. Well, we're doing a little crossover pod today. We're doing a mashup. Shout out mid-2000s.
Mid-2000s style mashup.
Yes. We have a dear friend of mine and podcaster extraordinaire and one of the weirdest people I've known in my life, which is saying a lot. Wow. Danny Vega, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
I love having you. You are so fun.
Let's go visit Crazy Town.
Yes. Yeah. Danny Vega. So Danny has a podcast called Am I the Asshole, which I have gone on many times. And I've really grown, I think, through my time as an Am I the Asshole.
I think so.
You can watch the progression of Andrea throughout.
Yeah.
And people are. You have fans. My lesbian DJ friend loves you.
Honor.
That's so your dumb.
Dude. Lesbian DJ.
Find me a lesbian DJ that doesn't fuck with Andrea Allen.
Thank you.
I'll find you a lesbian who's pretending to be a DJ.
Hey.
Here we go.
And thank you and hello. And I appreciate
and thanks
your community.
For listening again.
But I apologize to you on my last appearance at your podcast. You know I famously hate to apologize.
Yes. Well, I don't think that's true, but keep going.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. We won't get into it, but I feel like it's a, and you have grown a lot on your podcast. What I like about Danny's podcast is he is a straight white man who has the wrong opinion.
If we had a soundboard, we'd hit a boo noise.
Uh-huh. We do, actually. Ooh. Hold on. Everybody.
Oh, wow. We got a soundboard?
Do we have the little red? Give me that.
Right.
Hell
give me
yeah.
my toy.
Okay.
Okay. Let's get that boo queued up.
Does this do boo? I don't remember. Okay. Oh, that'll work.
Oh, that'll
work. Who's a straight white man?
Yeah.
We like that.
But he grows and learns.
Yeah.
Which we love to see. So Danny Vega, thanks for being on the show.
I'm listening.
Thanks,
I'm learning.
Yes.
I'm an ally.
You have stayed woke.
Yeah, I'm pretty woke. Sure.
Yeah, I love that.
But let me say, I was at this event, we'll say, and I don't like when guys go too hard on it.
Yeah,
like,
no.
Yeah, I agree.
We were talking about some toxic man, and then he just did that very much like, I would never do that to a woman.
Stop.
And I'm like, shut up.
Yeah.
Yes, you have.
You don't have to say that. Just don't do it to a woman.
Thank
yes.
you.
Like, also, you're a rapist.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. It's a little performative.
It's too much.
Yeah. And a little gay.
What podcast is this?
I've gone right. Welcome back to New York City. I've gone full
right. We're going right.
Yeah.
That was a gun.
Yeah, I like that.
They love guns.
They love guns.
Oh, my God. I've been... Okay, whatever. The last two weekends I was in the South. Hey, love you girls who live there. That place sucks.
Sucks.
Everybody's always telling, they're like, the South, you know, you only hear the bad stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but there's so much good.
Yeah.
Okay. I've spent a total of 5 days down there. I'm over it. I don't want to talk to these people anymore.
Yeah, they're pretty
and the
stinky.
Food's not as good as you guys are acting like it is.
Whoa. Oh, hot take out the gay.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
Sorry,
the
I hate
South?
To say
did
it.
You, where'd you go?
I went to Nashville.
Yeah,
I know. I made my decision based off of three cities. No, sorry. I went to Nashville, Memphis, and Raleigh.
That's a pretty good sample.
Damn.
Let me say this. Memphis, love you, girl. Okay?
Interesting.
That was fun. And Nashville was fun. They were all fun. The shows were fun. Everybody involved in the shows is fantastic. I'm talking about outside of.
Yeah.
I will say this about Miss Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
When you tell people in Nashville you're going to Memphis, they all start saying it's real scary.
Because of black people.
And then you get to Memphis and you're like, oh, it's black people here.
Yeah, sure.
And guess what? Way nicer.
No way.
The people way nicer. So whatever. But I'm happy to be back. I'm happy to be back in my coastal elitist ways.
Hey, man, listen, I'm sorry I said gay earlier, and I do want to say black people, you're A-okay with me.
And I will say this. I will say this to the entirety of the South. Congrats on getting oat milk.
Oh, they just got oat milk.
Well, last time I was there, no oat milk. But this time, We were doing oat.
Good for them. Hey, girls.
So oat milk, now it is on its way out because we found out it has a lot of sugar in it, but yeah. I'm glad you guys got it. I'm glad you're using it in the coffee shops.
They've lost their civil rights, but oat milk is there.
But oat milk is there.
So, you know.
It's so funny. You look like me. You go to the South. Everybody just like, they like hustle you into the one coffee shop.
Yeah.
Where there's like a read banned books flag. Sure. And you're like, okay, I'm getting the oat.
They get the trans flag is up there. Yeah.
And
yeah.
It is actually brave there. So shout out to you girls, but I'm not coming back. No, I'll come back anytime. I'll come back anytime.
Love you anytime.
I'd be happy to come back.
Well, you're from
Shout out Raleigh Comedy Festival. That was actually fun.
Hell yeah.
Well, you're from Arizona, right? Is Arizona the South considered?
Not usually what people mean when they say the Southwest.
The Southwest. Turquoise. Yes.
But it's very, like, we went blue. We had a blue zone, I think. Who was before Trump? Biden.
Biden.
Yeah.
It was Miss Biden.
Remember that guy?
We were blue then, but then back red for Trump.
Yeah. And I will say there's nothing I love more than a blue dot in a red state.
Yeah.
Yeah, Phoenix.
And again, you're a blue dot as a person.
Like that.
Yeah. Well, you're in LA now.
Black people. Hey. That's what you just did.
Again.
Thumbs up.
Yeah. I'm not going to do that.
That's fine. So... Do you have Am I the Asshole queued up? Because I would love to get into.
I you know, they're all themed to be sex stuff because that's what we always talk about. But I got to actually, you know what? I can keep it real tight. It's all kinks.
Let's do it.
You want to do some kinks?
Yeah. It's all sex stuff and we're keeping it tight, baby.
Let's keep it tight like my butthole.
My 34FBF35M has a kink I can't stand. I'm more experienced.
Okay, then break up. I already figured this one out.
Next one. Yeah. Moving on.
Sorry. I can't stand.
Yeah, that is intense wording.
You are right. Actually, it deserves this much attention, but we're going to read it.
No.
I'm sure more experienced intimately, more adventurous. When we met, he said he was in a group play. But just talking about them, not actually having one. I've had several experiences with this, and they were unpleasant and not for me.
Group play, unpleasant.
He has refused to listen.
Agree. Yeah.
That talking about having intimacy with another woman during our intimacy hurts our confidence and makes me feel inadequate. In my opinion, he has a problem with the NFSW group pages on here. I think that's like a long way of saying
like
porn.
A porn addict. Yeah. The boyfriend is a porn addict who's trying to shoot.
He has
a
problem with porn Reddit.
It's not porn. It's not safe for work.
Right.
He has a problem with it.
Yeah.
He scrolls daily, won't come up with another fantasy. When I ask him what's his favorite thing about us, he said that he loves when I enthusiastically talk about his fantasy, nothing about us, just the fantasy of another woman. It's killing my heart. I try to tell him I don't like women and I want to be present with one another during intimacy, but he brings up my past in ways that make me feel ashamed of ever telling him about it. I know it's not healthy. But I just wonder if there are women... I just wonder if there are women out there that could do this or someone without it affecting their self-esteem.
Can I say this?
Yes, please.
Is that the whole thing?
Yeah.
I feel like, because I look at this Reddit page, I feel like...
Yeah, you're like a
this
fan
is from
of
Reddit,
this.
Right?
Yeah, I don't know what subreddit, but...
Yeah, I am a fan of this. Yeah. I'm a fan of other people. Because here's the thing. Every single one is a woman being like, hey, am I the asshole? My boyfriend wants to cheat on me so bad, and I just don't want to let him. Am I a bad person? And then every guy is like, I killed my girlfriend's mom. Does that make me an asshole? Because I don't think it does.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
Danny?
I just think it's funny that it is like, my kink is not you.
It's not
like
sex
anything
with you
but you.
In a big way.
Really.
I do think you guys need to break up.
Yeah.
I don't really get what he's bringing to the table here.
If it's money, I don't know. Yeah.
Not.
I don't know.
If it's money, some other bitch is going to get it eventually.
Yes.
He's obsessed with other bitches.
Yeah. Yeah. The threesome. The two-woman threesome, when a man is adamantly suggesting it at all times, I'm like, I don't think you're like a queer positive.
No, of course.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And sometimes they shoehorn that.
Yeah.
They'll be like, well, you know.
I want you to explore your sexuality. And it's like, it's just so not that.
Yeah. Yeah.
How old did she say?
34 and 35.
You're way too fucking old for this. I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
You're way too fucking old to be putting up with this. That's crazy. Because if they were like 20, I would be like, I get it. you feel like you need to have a boyfriend.
Sure.
You don't really know what you want sexually. So I blah, blah, blah. There can be some grace here. To be 34.
Yeah.
And every time you have sex, your boyfriend is like, I wish there was another woman here. I can't.
I don't get it. I'll say that.
Build your credit score. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Totally.
No.
You're in your mid-30s. We got other things to be doing.
Yeah.
Oh, you're being literal. Okay, I got it now.
Build a life. Girl, do not be torn.
Money moves, bitch.
Do not be torn down. Build up.
Yeah. This is making me, like, sad for women in general.
Yeah.
Your boyfriend's addicted to porn and hates you. Sorry.
But I think it's an interesting thing that happens when, like, when women will be like, yeah, I did this crazy thing.
Yeah.
And he's like, I want to do the crazy thing. Yeah. And I feel like we came to this conclusion, but, like, let's just not go there. Yeah. I don't want to know.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't want to tell. Like, yeah. Just be like, I wouldn't get into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's, like, a myth that you're romantic partner needs to know everything about you.
Thank you. Yeah. I love you. Yes, it's crazy.
Or else you're like a liar. And
no.
It's like, they really don't.
Be a little bit of a liar.
Also, I don't stand by everything I've ever done.
Yes.
Just because I did it doesn't mean it's who I am.
It's not part of me. I regret doing it.
Yes, I've done so many things that aren't
regrets.
Who I am.
I have a lot of regrets. Yeah.
Nobody saw the banana. I got away with it.
This whole thing's a wash. You're toast.
Have you ever tried to push the? Have you had a threesome with two women?
No.
Interesting. Wow.
Hey, no worries.
Yeah. I've never been drawn to it. I'm not into groups.
Yeah.
I know.
Fair.
It really is different in real life than it is in the movies.
Sure.
You know? I had a threesome once with, well, one of the time, not it's not like a thing I do,
sure,
but you know, I was like sad for a while, so I was sort of just like whatever. I had a threesome once with a guy I was kind of dating and a girl I was friends with.
Oh no.
And then like I fell asleep and I woke up and they were just having sex.
Oh.
And that is what every threesome is.
Yeah.
The two people who aren't dating are just gonna have sex.
You have had a threesome?
I had a doubles. It was a lot like that. It was my ex. It was a girl I lost my virginity to, actually, and then my friend was dating her years later and he's like, yeah, go for it, and she didn't care.
Yeah.
And so I just kind of like,
but he was there
and I saw his pubes. I didn't really look at his dick, but
nice pubes.
I told him, you gotta trim up, man. Yeah. That's too much. You don't need to go bald or anything, but like trim it, clean it up.
Totally.
And he was really thankful. He's like, my dick looks a lot bigger, thank you.
Oh, that's kind of a nice moment between friends.
But I feel like, I think a woman wanting two dicks, that to me is more, that's more interesting, at least. Whereas me, I'm like, I only have one penis, obviously the butt, but the finger's fine.
It's also like there's more like happening with two penises.
Yeah.
That's a
lot.
There's
more, like when you're a man who's fucking two women, it's sort of just the same thing happening twice.
Yes.
But a woman fucking two people with penises, a lot of things can be happening at once.
Yeah. It's kind of like an abstract piece of art. Yeah. Like a Picasso.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
There's just, oh, now it's over there.
There's limbs and dicks everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never done it, but, and I am uninterested in it because it seems like a lot of work.
Yeah.
But I do think the whole man wanting a threesome with two women is just guy who doesn't want to break up with you, but wants to have sex with other women.
Yeah. And kind of smoke you out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just wear you down.
Yeah.
Just kind of like really enjoy another woman in front of you over and over again.
Yeah. Sometimes it almost feels like a test to see how much they can get away with. Then you'll still stay with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Also, if we can go back to the original question of the premise, my boyfriend has a kink. What did she say? That I can't stand?
Yeah.
You're incompatible.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. My first...
Imagine being like, I can't stand the way my boyfriend fucks.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't stand.
And you're going to spend the rest of your life with him?
Yeah.
But is this even a kink? That's the thing. I'm like, it sounds like you just want to fuck someone else, really.
Yeah. A kink is
it's like too broad.
Feet. Yeah.
It's like saying you hate the South.
Yeah.
Like, it's not...
Yeah, exactly. I don't hate the South. I hated being in the South.
Sure. I had a threesome when I was maybe 20-ish. I was still drinking, so I was, you know, I was living large.
Yeah, I've never had one sober. What am I, nuts?
Oh, that would be crazy. Yeah, that would be crazy. Well, maybe, I don't know, maybe if you want to feel something. But, it was a man who was like a beautiful Navy SEAL. And
like a Navy SEAL type or a legitimate Navy
legitimate
SEAL?
Legitimate Navy SEAL.
Yeah, okay, he lied about that.
No, I mean, well, if he did,
that
then...
That feels like a kink already.
Every time a man has told me he's a Navy SEAL, I'm like, what do you actually do?
It's like, I work at Best Buy. Yeah. I mean, he looked... If I were to draw a Navy SEAL for you... Yeah. So maybe he was just a jacked guy. He was like, I'm being deployed soon. Yeah. That has been used on me multiple times.
Yeah.
Being like, this is my last shot.
You gotta fuck me before my number comes in.
Before I'm back in the coffee.
Shut up, you're a Republican.
Taking time bomb.
Yeah. I might die. You might be the last... Kiss
you
I have.
Love that.
Yeah, of course.
You want to be like, the last one somebody fucks before they die.
Yeah. Oh, I would love. I hope to. I mean, with my husband, if he dies first, I will have my ultimate wish fulfilled. But
if he dies first, I'll have my wish fulfilled.
Sorry, honey. No, he was very hot, but the woman was. Tough.
Okay.
Tough.
She also was a Navy SEAL.
Tough. I don't think I've ever heard a woman say that.
Again, I'm swinging right. She just, it was a mismatch. It was a misalignment of attractiveness. And I'm sure I've been the tough option. Like when people have been like, maybe, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, because that's the thing. Because the guy can't be like, the guy can't pick like, the hottest girl he's ever seen.
You gotta.
So it's almost an insult for him to be like, maybe Lizzie. You know what I mean? You're like, oh, you thought that one wouldn't hurt her feelings, huh?
I'm the safe option. I'm the dog that you bring into
obviously,
the pen.
I could never just be with her.
Right. Yes. It is a thing for sure. Yeah. And so in my mind, I was like, I bet you I can kind of just weasel my way into only having sex with this guy. And like kind of icing out the girl was my logic, which does happen, as said before.
Pretty much every time.
Yeah. I'm like, I can box this bitch out.
You're going to end up kissing your boyfriend's neck while he fucks another woman.
Kissing the neck.
Kissing your boyfriend's neck while he fucks another woman. Yeah. Gun in my mouth.
Excuse me. Sorry.
Sorry. If I could just if I could squeeze in here.
I'm number three. So am I being called? I didn't hear it. You're number two. Okay.
I feel like it has to have been my turn at some point. Yeah.
I've been waiting here.
It's like double dutch. Like you're like, when do I?
How do I?
I know there's an opening, but I can't see it.
Yeah. And I'm throwing bows. I'm boxing out. Yeah. I'm doing defense. So we got to, it was her apartment. He was taking pictures of me on his fucking like Nokia phone camera.
Awesome.
So that's out there.
Awesome.
A lot of like, oh my God. A lot of like, you know, like, yeah. Like it was like,
That's him or her?
Me.
Oh.
You know?
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I'm going to fuck you in your wife. And you're going to go die in the Middle East for oil.
One. He's like, she's like, going to take a picture of me. And he's like, pass.
You're going to go kill a civilian.
Yeah. You're going to drone strike a baby. And I'm a baby.
And I'm a sexy baby.
So bad. So we did like the sexy photo shoot. And then him and I started hooking up. And she's...
orbiting,
going around the perimeter. She's the drone going around
like a Navy SEAL. She's sweeping the perimeter.
Oh God.
And then I'll never forget this. I turn around. She is sitting there like oyster style with the puss.
Not
just
oyster.
Like open.
Yes. Oh my God.
It is open and it is
this is tough.
Not the nicest.
Yeah.
I've seen. I'll say.
Okay.
It's not, it's a different energy. It's a different style. It's a tough style.
Yeah.
Wow.
It just wasn't, and I wasn't into, you know what I mean? I wasn't into her. So I'm like, I'm not, right. The pussy's not going to change it. Well, all of a sudden the pussy's going to be solid gold. I don't think so.
She's in oyster.
Yeah.
Light on your face.
And I'm like, wow.
It's a world of wonder in
it's
there.
It's been you the whole time, babe. Who needs a face when you got a pussy like that? Hey.
Oh, that actually God. Would be an awesome thing to hear.
Yeah. I would love that.
You're like a butter pussy, but in the opposite way. Like,
butter pussy.
Everything's a little busted except your pussy is.
You're the golden clam.
Gorgeous.
And I was just like, absolutely not. And so I went to the bathroom and I climbed right out that window and I was never to be seen again.
Whoa.
Our pussy was so weird. You climbed out a window.
Yeah, I did a.
Did he finish or anything with you?
I don't think so.
How would she ever? Oh, with
her?
Yeah. With you?
No, I think it was the halftime show where the puss was going to come out and I said, I'm actually good. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm going to deploy back to my apartment.
But everybody was drunk.
Yes. Okay. Very, very drunk. Okay. But I do wonder, were they like, where? Is she? You know what I mean?
Probably eventually.
Yeah.
But if they were really drunk, God. They might have been like, oh, we forgot she left.
100%. Yeah. Yeah. And I ran home, no shoes on. I had like a skirt. I had a long shirt. Again, this is like 2010. I had a long shirt that could be pulled down to be a dress.
And did you have underwear on?
No.
Okay.
So then I left the skirt. I was like, I can pull the shirt long enough. And I don't have the shoes either, but I can do it with the long shirt, barefoot.
So this is like sort of a good lesson in speaking up for yourself.
Right.
I think this is because
there's a lot of ways you could have been like, oh, I forgot I have a meeting, you know. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. And this is one of those stories you don't need to share.
Yeah, well,
with a partner.
No, I'm with a partner.
Oh, like, yeah.
Of course you have to share it with a captive podcast audience.
Sure, sure.
Thanks
for
being here, girls.
Yeah, Dan doesn't listen to a single podcast I do. Dan doesn't care for what I do or enjoy my sense of humor or my past.
No.
And that's fine.
Damn. Yeah. Okay.
No. I mean, Dan was also a slut and we shared, you know, a general sense of like what you're saying, like, hey, I've been an adult. You know what I mean? I'm not like a loser virgin. And then we were like, all right, we're on similar grounds.
And if we can get back to the original question here, I'm also wondering in this woman's mind, what does this getting better look like?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you hate the way your boyfriend has sex. He's addicted to porn. Do you think one day he's going to wake up and be like, actually, I only want you, and luckily my T levels have fallen enough that I don't need to look at porn on the internet anymore.
I've gone on estrogen.
And I'm uninterested in other women, and I have, like, my libido is lowered to a place where it's normal, and now we can be happy and raise a family. If that's what you think is going to happen, that's never going to happen. Like, you've put up with it too much. You've allowed it too much. It's over.
Yeah.
It's this forever or it's somebody else.
Yeah. What percentage of the AITA? No, you're right. What percentage of the AITA related to relationships? The answer is just we should break up. Do you think?
A lot.
And I'm like, do they ever take it?
Yeah.
I guess if you're going on Reddit, you're already playing around with it.
Yeah, I guess if you open Reddit to ask the internet if you should break up with your boyfriend, you probably should.
Yeah, for sure.
Somebody did like some kind of data. I'm trying to see if I can find it for you guys. But basically it says that break up with hims are going up over time. Yeah. 15 years of Reddit relationship advice.
Whoa.
So this is actually a bigger subreddit. And end relationship went up from 30% in 2010 to now almost 50% in 2025.
Yeah. Okay.
But, you know,
nice,
you could argue.
Let's go, girls.
You could argue a lot here because obviously the ones that go viral are like the biggest victims. It's called validation posting, you know, where it's like the stuff you were saying, where it's like my boyfriend's killed my mother in front of my kids.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like that goes viral because everyone's like, oh, you get a like, you poor girl.
Yeah.
So
it almost annoys me when I see them and I'm like, you know the fucking answer.
They're boring.
You're smarter than this.
Yeah.
I'm like, it like annoys me generally when women pretend to be stupider than they are.
Sure.
And sometimes when I see stuff like that, I'm like, you're pretending to be stupid.
Right.
Yeah.
You know that you need to break up with him.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be involved.
Sure.
But also thanks for letting me read.
Yeah. I'll take a dump all over this and your life and yourself. Do a self-esteem building.
I think in general though, in society, break up with him is going up.
Yeah.
I saw somebody saying that, like, somebody on TikTok made, like, a great video, but part of it, she was saying, like, men keep saying there's, like, a war between the genders.
Yeah.
And she's like, it's not a war. Men fucking hate women, and women don't give a shit anymore.
Yeah.
And it's, like, I think that is why every woman I know is being, like, yeah, you should break up with him.
Yeah.
It's over. Who cares?
Yeah. Like, yeah. We have bigger fish to fry.
They hate us.
Yeah.
People say that on the Reddit a lot. Gender war.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is so online.
Yeah.
I've been online too much today.
Dude, any observation about a gender or sexuality, I'm like, this.
Yeah, like I do think that like misogyny is rampant and only getting worse every day, but I don't think it's a war. I think it's just like they want to kill us and we're like, can you please leave us alone?
Yeah.
And we're like getting jobs we're more qualified for that they wanted.
Yeah.
And they're like, that's an act of war.
Yeah.
Whatever,
and,
girl.
My Navy SEAL will be deployed in the war.
In
of
the
genders.
Gender war.
Yes. We fought together.
Yeah, that was you.
Oh.
That's her queefing.
Yes. Yeah. Wait, have you been dumped a lot? I feel like you're the dump. I feel like you're the dumper a lot.
I've done some dumping. I've been dumped. I've done both. I'm bi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say I'm bi-dumptual.
Yeah. I think the nice thing about dumping is almost always I was blindsided. It's
yeah,
just
right.
If you get dumped, it's a shock to you. If you dump them, it's a shock to them.
I haven't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's never actually a shock. It's just like, I can't believe you'd bring this up now. You know, it's like you knew all the signs were there.
That's a classic girl move.
You knew all the signs were there, but it came out of nowhere for today.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I feel like women always do this thing of like, you chose now.
Oh, we're about
now
to go to a party.
Wait, you think men aren't doing you chose now?
Tell me.
Oh, men are doing you chose now.
Yeah.
But it's to be
really?
Like, it's for women to be like, hey, I think that like sometimes instead of asking me where your socks are, you could just try opening your sock drawer and seeing if they're in there. And the guy's like, I can't believe you'd bring this up now. You know, 6 months before the anniversary of my great aunt's death.
Yes.
I can't believe you'd bring up that I have to find my own socks.
Yes.
Got it.
Everybody's weaponizing their whatever.
Yeah, absolutely.
Giving up on that.
Everyone's
everybody's doing something with their whatever.
Have you ever been blindsided, dumped though,
oh,
in a true
yeah
way? Yeah, true. Who?
A true blindside sometimes.
Did you say who? I'm not naming names.
Yeah, first and last government.
First and last, yeah. If we could pull up maybe your Facebook.
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt. I was just going to, I sometimes appreciate a true blindside because it's so shocking. It takes a few days to get sad.
Yeah.
Like you get a little window where you're like, whoa, what just, you're like, oh my God, what just happened? Everything is spinning and this is crazy. And maybe it wasn't true, you know?
Yeah.
But then it's, when you see it coming, it's just sad.
Yeah.
At least with a true blindside, you get a couple other emotions.
And you get
in
to like tell people about it. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like,
and every,
oh my God.
And it's validating because everybody goes, we didn't see it coming.
Yeah, yeah.
I've said I love you 3 times.
Okay.
You know, in a romantic
how old are
context,
you?
36.
That's actually pretty good.
That's okay.
For a man,
that's okay,
good,
right?
Yeah. I'm running the numbers in my head and I don't mind that.
Yeah.
And the first, you know, the first one was 2 or 3 year relationship. Second one was 5 year. Third
that's how
one
long it took
yeah
to say it.
No, no,
first
no,
one
no
was 2 or 3, and second one was 5. No,
how
I know,
long
I know,
the relationship
I know,
lasted?
I'm kidding.
The third one though was after 90 days.
Hello.
Two days later, she broke up with me and said, "But we can still have sex."
Yes,
which I did for 1 week, and then I was like,
well,
"Yeah,
you loved her.
I like love you.
You were in love.
I love you, bro. I can't have sex with
you. I love
you,
bro. Of course, I'll have sex with you.
No. I'm not gonna sleep with a woman I love.
It's pretty hard to turn that down.
Yeah,
especially if they're good at sex.
But you were that was the blind side. The 90
yeah
days I love you.
Yeah, the 90 days I love you. It was a rebound. It was all fucked up. So
yeah.
I feel like my ratio from breaking up with people to them breaking up with me, the reason it's kind of even is because almost every relationship I've been in, we've both had to do it a couple times.
Like
I do a lot of like, we're breaking up. No, just kidding. We're not. No, we're breaking up. No,
oh,
we're not.
Never
do
that.
And then, but then it's like, they do it to me. Then I do it to them. Then they do it to me. Then and sometimes I'll be like, maybe we can get back together for 2 weeks so I can get the last one.
Yeah.
You know?
I'll do the final.
I want to be.
You
I want
sound
to
really
win
fun.
You do the
I am
final
that
drone
really
strike.
I'm really fun.
It sounds like a wild roller coaster
I
ride.
Am fun.
Yeah. Lizzie's fun. I've only had one. I've only been dumped one time.
Yeah.
And it
damn
was. Yeah. Yeah, but it's not that I'm so ruthless. In fact, I'm so conflict averse that I've just been treated poorly to the point that like I'd
yeah
be like, well, we have to.
Totally,
I mean, at
totally
this point.
Every time I've broken up with someone, I've been God like, you have to stop hitting me.
I'm like, it is a shame that you have been in a other relationship this whole time. And
yeah.
I am going to have to let you go.
Yeah.
And thank you for your time. And I will be nice when you show up to all my comedy shows for the next few months.
We got dumped together.
Yeah. We had a legendary pre-COVID dumping.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. It was like a day apart.
Yeah.
We were on a...
but different guys.
Different guys.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
But it was like, we really synced up.
We were in a throuple.
We really synced up.
Yeah. My dump was outside of the creek in the cave, video call, FaceTime dump, rain, torrential downpour. Had to do a roast battle directly after
and
it.
And so did I.
Yes.
And I had been dumped by someone who was also on the roast battle.
Oh.
Yeah. So we were just sitting next to each other shaking like chihuahuas while everybody was like, Andrea and Lizzie are sluts.
Yes.
And we were like,
the man I thought I would be with is...
He's right there bombing.
Yeah. Yeah. Yours was... Mine was remote.
Yeah.
And he was... Oh my God, whatever. He was, for a lot of the relationship, the more giving / I never thought he would leave me.
Yeah.
He was like, this guy loves me so much.
He did the thing to you you're describing.
Yeah, yeah.
Where he was like, hey, it is unfortunate you haven't talked to me in 2 weeks, yes. but I'm going to have to let you go.
Yeah. I was proud of him in a way.
Yeah.
Where I was like, man, you.
God, what a pussy. Sorry. It's just like a guy has to be such a pussy for you to be proud of him for breaking up with you.
Wow. Finally.
This is big for you.
I didn't think you had it in you. Good for you.
You have a little spine.
Yeah, yeah. He was a good person, but
sorry for calling you a pussy.
Yeah. No, it's okay. I think he'll be fine. He unfollowed me on Instagram recently, and I was like, well, moving forward.
And you were proud again.
I was proud again.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Yeah.
You want to do another one?
Let's do it.
Kinks are a turnoff. My husband has developed some kinks that I'm not into at all and are, in fact, turnoffs.
Oh.
One, he's into anal play and I have no interest.
On him or her? Do we know?
Two, he likes filming himself masturbating.
Okay.
And also masturbating to porn and then using it to masturbate to later.
Oh, he's doing like Inception style. He's masturbating to himself
masturbating.
Your husband, Christopher Nolan.
Dude.
He keeps these videos on his phone, which I feel is risky since we have young kids.
You have kids with him.
Your husband's a gay pedophile.
Oh, you do. Also, you have to do family annihilation.
Because we have open we have open phones with each other. I'm turned off by both. Is there any hope?
No. I mean, no, girl.
Whatever age your kids are, you do need to drown them in a bath.
Yeah. I don't care if they're 24.
Yes.
Like, I love that you said this thing of like, don't tell your partner everything, but it's like, I'm begging people to have just some shame. Like,
a
if you're
going
to do something weird to come, do it, but like, nobody needs to know.
Yeah. And can I say this? You don't actually need to do it. You can think about something and be like, that'd be fun.
Sure.
And then just come. And not do it.
Yeah.
You can imagine filming yourself jerking off.
True.
I guess.
Yeah. Or you can do
but
it and delete
harmless.
It.
Yeah.
I feel like the harm is that she knows.
I
I'm
know.
Like, oh, you want to film yourself doing weird stuff?
But
I
guess
just delete
I mean,
the video and move on with your day.
Yeah, totally. Or being like, God, I someone's walking by the door.
Yeah.
It, like, if you're like, God, I gotta fuck my wife in the ass. Can't you just imagine doing it while you fuck her regular and then come and then, like, that's.
Yeah.
Sorry.
The mind is a palace.
Not everybody gets what they want all the time.
Yeah.
Is this.
No, I don't.
Do I believe this?
Yeah.
You know when you say something on a podcast and you're like,
no,
is that,
it's good.
Is that
you're
what I think?
You're questioning yourself.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's what I think, but I'm gonna throw it out there as an option.
Yeah. I think.
I feel this way about people who are like, I need to, like, when people get in a relationship and they're like, but I also, like, want to be open or poly or something. Some people mean it. I think other people, you could just imagine having sex with someone else sometimes while you jerk off.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be enough for you.
I feel like you have a really good imagination is what I'm taking away.
Yeah, since I'm a writer.
Mine is a palace. The video on the phone.
I don't get why you can't delete it.
Yeah. Because then you have to access it.
Ugh.
You have to.
Right.
It's on the
cloud. No, but we know he doesn't have to because he jerked off to make the video.
Right.
So he doesn't need it to come.
Yeah.
And then he's watching himself.
And that's so
that's
weird.
That's fucking me up.
Very.
That's
it is fucking
so
me up
weird.
Too. Ugh.
So this is the father of your children and you can't be like, you're being a gross pig.
I would hope you would be able to.
Yeah.
I don't know. If I found this out about my husband, it would be Lizzie. I'd have to tell Lizzie. And she'd be like, I can't.
And then I'd have to know forever.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
sucks. Your friends are going to have to know forever.
Yeah.
I'll take it. I think it's like picking your nose as a guy.
Okay? It's totally picking your nose.
It's like we all pick our nose. Huh?
Yeah. It's totally picking your nose.
But nobody wants to see it. Nobody wants to know you do it.
Yeah.
And if you're going to pick your nose to a video of you picking your nose, don't let that get out.
Don't let that get out. Don't let your kids find out.
Yeah. Is there something vaguely gay about this?
Well, it's actually worse and more evil than being gay, if you can believe.
I can't. And let me say again, black people, great, gay, boo.
Evil.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a show.
Yeah.
I mean, look.
Thanks
for
laughing, Quincy. That was
I've done weird shit like this. We don't need to get into it.
Yeah, but
it's
that's
just
true.
Like, it's a weird thing
could.
To try.
Yeah.
I've done it. I did it with a camera, not with a phone. I'm not going to let Apple have that.
That's the other
thing.
Yeah. Does your husband know that everybody can see everything that's on your phone?
It's crazy.
Reckless.
Bro.
Reckless.
China has that shit ready.
Yeah.
Armed.
Yeah.
It's almost like you were saying as a gay, I think it's more like weird and like narcissistic isn't the word, but like
it's the obsession with your
there's
own.
There's something.
I was curious though. I'm curious. I mean, because I hadn't had sex in a while when I did this, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But like recently I
had
sex wasn't a good place. Yeah. But I had sex in front of a mirror, which
that's fun.
And it was very I could really see it, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. And I was like, oh no, like that's what I look like doing this. It's horrible.
Yeah, it is.
Like, I want to look at her.
Yeah.
I have the best view. I'm stupid.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like it's necessarily that pathological. But if it's like something he's doing over and over, I'm kind of like, okay, bro.
Yeah, there's just like something. To me, the thing about there's like an immaturity to it that's turning me off. It's
you won't stop.
But it's also you haven't thought this through at all. Like her being like, our kids use our phones. It's like there's no like forethought.
Yes, yes,
like,
yes.
There's something about it that I'm like, it's like
thoughtless.
It's a thoughtless, reckless immaturity that is what would piss me off if my husband was doing
agreed,
it.
Agreed.
Like I would be like, why am I the one thinking about the fact that our kids use your phone?
Yeah.
That didn't cross your fucking mind.
Yeah, yeah.
They're your kids too, dumbass.
Yeah. And you would just keep forcing anal sex.
Yeah.
We gotta be Christian now.
Also,
you know
anal
sex,
overrated.
I agree. Unless you're gay, then.
Unless you're gay, then we love that for you.
I had a conversation with my friend recently, and he is going off.
He loves
I'm
it?
I'm dating this chick, and she's into it.
Yeah.
And
they're
he
out
loves
there.
It.
Yeah, agree. Yeah, he loves it.
See, I'm saying the straight men in my life are like, I could take or leave it.
That's how I've always
felt. It's the poo risk.
Well, it's the poo risk, but
poo
also
risk is high.
There's like a little color coded
like
chart.
The terrorism.
Yeah,
extremely
the terrorism.
High poo risk.
Flags brown.
Yes.
There's the poo risk, sure, but also the vagina was carefully designed for
yes. Birth.
Hold on.
By God.
Do I think this?
Yeah.
No, but I'm saying like. The straight guys I've talked to have said a vagina feels better than a butthole.
Yeah.
Because it's like they're made of the same stuff. They lock together
well. Butthole's interesting feeling,
you know?
Though. It's very tight.
Sure,
it's a lot more pressure.
But then isn't it kind of open in the back? Like it's been described to me by someone
small,
with a penis.
So I never got to the I've never been
can,
to that
can
level.
Can you hold my microphone so I can do
sure,
a demonstration?
Yeah. Yes.
It's been described to me by people with penises that and if you're not subscribed to the YouTube, this would be a great time.
Yeah.
Vagina feels like this and a butthole feels like that.
It fans out.
Well, I don't know about fans, but it's just like it's a very tight opening.
I see. Well, yeah,
and
the
then not a lot of like,
yeah,
it's like a hair elastic. It's like a cock ring.
Yeah, it's not like hugging.
Oh, someone using my asshole as a cock ring.
It depends on a lot.
Yeah,
it depends on a lot of factors. But I'm generally with that. But I would say it can also just be tight the whole way.
Yeah,
the taboo-ness of it is fun.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like I'm fucking a beautiful woman in her butt. That's crazy.
It is crazy.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
I'm fucking a beautiful woman is like the most crazy thing that'll ever happen to someone.
Yeah.
And then in the alternate
she's
and the B side,
this.
She's allowed this.
Right.
Crazy. This woman is crazy.
And I do think you should. I think it would be nice for both of you, generally speaking, to at least once let your husband fuck you in the ass. I mean, he's your husband.
Agreed.
You know what I mean?
If that was a conservative podcast.
If someone's gonna fuck you
we've
in your ass,
yeah.
But I'm just saying, it's not that. Hard. So if it's something he's always wanted and he's your husband and you can wrap your mind around it, maybe you'll like it. But it's the pushing I don't like.
I'll counter that.
All right.
I'll say, okay, fine, I'll meet you, but you can't be watching porn. You need a week off porn.
Yes.
So that you come fast.
You have to come fast in the butt. Hey, you have to come fast in the butt.
You have
to. You cannot be thinking about baseball in my ass. Trying to last longer in my ass. You know how guys think about baseball last longer?
Oh, get out, get out.
Get out of there.
Get out of there.
In and out. In and out.
It's like a heist. Yeah, you know? You get in, you get out.
Ocean's 11.
You don't get any poop on you.
No.
But you can't be like wandering around in there trying to, you know what I mean?
What's this thing do? Yeah.
I'm saying the anal, the idea of doing anal. Yeah, I think you have a polyp that you need checked.
Oh.
The idea of doing anal is not as off-putting to me as the having the videos on his phone is what I'm saying.
Yeah, the videos on the phone.
But the pushing, I don't care for at all.
Yeah. If he's doing this, I think he's probably up to other things.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I was a betting man, I would say.
Yeah, leave your husband, kill your kids. Yeah. Next.
Next.
Should we do it respectfully?
Yeah, I have one.
I'm excited for this.
Okay. I've been flying a lot.
Sure.
Respectfully, I need you guys to stop taking a sleeping pill for a 90-minute flight. Okay? This shit is fucking crazy what you're up to in the airport. I didn't realize it. I was like, why is everybody on the plane so fucking stupid?
Yeah.
As soon as the plane lands, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
These people, they don't know where they are. They don't know. They don't remember where their bag is.
Yeah.
They don't know how to get off the jet bridge. They're on pills, dude.
Yeah.
You're taking an Ambien for a 90-minute flight. Guess what? You're on Ambien for 6 hours after that. You're holding up the whole thing. I had this woman next to me on the last flight I took home. She immediately, as soon as she sat in her chair, she fell asleep like this.
Jeez, lady.
And I was like, and I could tell she, you know, she was like very basic blonde, like leggings, sweater, big ass fucking circular engagement ring, like very classically this girl. And I was like, oh, you just took a sleeping pill for the first time.
Oh, it's you don't know how to handle
it.
Your
it was
pill.
A 1 hour
no,
flight.
That's no, no, stop.
I was like, first of all, your neck is going to hurt so bad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's crazy.
She's doing
but
this.
Then we got there. The plane landed. I had to keep waking her up to be like, we're here.
Yeah.
You gotta go because I'm in the window.
You're high as fuck.
You're trapped.
If I wasn't in the window, I'm leaving her.
Hey, girl.
That's not my circus, not my monkeys. A very nice gay guy flight attendant is going to get you out of here, and that's better for you. But unfortunately, it was my circus and it was my monkeys because I wanted to go home. So I had to wake her up. Also, on the way into the thing, there was some fucking guy, like 65-year-old man, who you can tell never flies and was a little bit nervous,
mm-hmm.
definitely on something.
Yeah.
So, and he was on a family trip. So now his like son-in-law is like wrangling him.
No.
I'm like, this guy's gonna shit himself by the time the flight ends.
Let me sleep.
He's like, yeah, literally. And then now they make everybody check the bag at the door. You know, everybody with the roller suitcase.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to check a bag anymore. Nobody wants to work anymore. So everybody's checking the bag
True.
At the flight. And so this guy, this old guy on his fucking pills has to check his bag. He cannot, wrap his fucking brain around this
old guy on pills.
So he's like standing in the doorway of the plane, like watching them take his bag. And it's like,
no.
Well, your job here is done.
No,
you
no,
have to simply,
it.
No,
I
my stuff's in there.
Yeah. I want my pills,
my medals. He travels with his war medals.
My
medals are in there, you know? So he's like, he's just so fucking lost. And then I go to go around him, and the lady behind him goes, we're all waiting. And I was like, yeah, well, I don't have to check my bag. So
right.
I'm going, and she goes, I don't either. And I said, well, then you should go in front of him. So she goes in front of him, but then he catches on to what's happening because she goes in front of him. So he starts boxing me out.
Hell
he's
no.
like God. Swaying on pills. So I can't find a good way by him.
Good
and then I say,
God.
Excuse me, sir, because I'm in the South.
Yeah, yeah.
You gotta sir and ma'am it up in the South.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know? So I go, excuse me, sir. And he goes, literally, that's what he said to me. And he uses his body to block the door to the plane. So I'm like, whatever. And then the flight attendant ushers him on and he starts complaining to the flight attendant about me. Which I love.
Whoa, he complained about
which
you?
I love because I know I'm right.
Yeah.
So I'm like, complain. And then the flight attendant gets him in, Southern gay guy, hello.
Yeah, yeah.
And the flight attendant looks at me and he goes, hey. And I went, hey. And we were both like, we're good here, right? Like, we immediately had this understanding. Like, we know what's going on. He's an issue. We're going to be fine. And then this guy stops in the middle of the plane.
Oh, man.
He has no bag left to put in the overhead. His bag has been swept away. He just stops in the middle of the plane. His son-in-law is being like, your seat is over here. He stops in the middle of the plane and then starts like hacking up a mucus of some kind in the middle of the plane.
Oh, God.
And the son-in-law has to come and take his hand.
How old is this guy?
Like, he has to be in his 60s, pushing 70.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're just in your golden years embarrassing yourself.
Yeah.
You can't sit still for an hour. Yeah. You're from before TV.
Yeah.
Use your brain.
Have you guys taken Ambien before?
Yeah.
Have you taken Ambien?
I used to abuse benzos.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
Ambien's so good. Sorry, go ahead.
I've only taken it once.
Yeah.
My girlfriend at the time, her dad was a sleep doctor.
Yeah.
And he was very like, kind of like gentle. He was kind of like he was kind of his wife's bitch.
Yeah.
But on this one matter, like anything medical, he would get really firm.
Okay.
And he was like, you will respect the Ambien when you take this. It was like the most scary
like
he'd ever been. Yeah. He was like,
you won't be around kids. Try
to fall asleep immediately and commit to falling asleep.
Yeah,
and
I was or else you're going to tweet something racist.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yes, sir. And so I took it and like literally was like, I'm sleeping now. I'm fucking sleeping.
That's the thing, dude. These pills are for 14-hour flights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're going to Japan, take two. See if I care. Yeah. You know? If we're going to Japan and you're being a little wonky getting on the plane, I'm like, you are coping.
Yeah.
And I respect you.
Yeah.
If we're going from Raleigh to New York.
No, that's crazy.
Girl, you have a connection to me.
Yeah.
And I mean, am I a drug addict? But like, I always think about taking drugs before a flight, and I never think about sleeping. I'm like, give me some fucking Oxycontin.
You're
I
want to
fly, bro.
Yeah.
I'll be there. I just want to enjoy it, honey.
Damn it. Danny on Oxycontin on a flight.
I'm realizing maybe I don't dislike the South. I just dislike flying.
Yeah. I think so.
You know what, guys? I actually did something pretty dirty. I've never done this.
What did you
do? I paid for an upgraded seat.
Oh, look at you.
I'm sitting
girl.
In the second row.
Not first class, but
the second row.
How much did you pay?
Of course, $100 extra.
That's okay.
That's fine.
Right?
To Los Angeles?
Yeah.
It's long enough, though.
It's long.
Yeah. I'm saying that's my thing. All of these things directly correlate to how long is the flight.
Yeah.
Take heroin, go in first class.
Now, if you're paying for an upgrade for an hour and a half flight, I think you're a schmuck.
Yeah, sure.
Sit still. You'll be fine.
I will tell you, I paid for the big extra seat on Spirit Airlines from LA to Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. And it was like $80.
Doing well.
Yeah.
But sitting in the front of a plane
especially
is just
it's amazing.
A flex. I was the first person on the plane. Yeah. I was like, that's my plane. I'm rich.
Look at poor pieces of shit.
And guess who didn't have to check his bag at the gate because there was plenty of overhead space.
Boom.
I paid for an upgrade on a short flight once, New York to Chicago.
Yeah.
Because I was going to get 1A.
Ooh.
Best seat in the house.
Yeah, best seat in the house.
Best seat in the house is 1A.
Yeah.
And the upgrade was like it was like $26
or
something.
Oh my God.
Easy. And it's like, you see that, you just, come on, live a little. It's one Uber less a month, $26. So I did do that one.
Respectfully. If you hate capitalism and rich people and fair, I need you to fly first class one time. And tell me how much we should all be sharing all the labor and should be distributed.
Oh, we should all be sharing? There's only 8 seats up here.
Do it one time and call me afterwards.
Yeah, and make it a long one.
Yeah.
That upgrade was $700, and I almost did it. I'd be like, what a little present for me.
Look at Dave's doing okay.
I couldn't do it.
I did a lay down once, lay down flight.
Oh,
is that like $20,000?
I used all my points.
Yeah.
It's not $20,000.
It's $500,000.
Where are you going?
It's like $2,000.
Just
your Roth IRA.
It isn't $20,000. It is like 40,000 points.
Okay.
But it's like $2,000. I was going from Germany to New York.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And I was going home from vacation, so you're sad.
Yeah.
You know? And I got the lay down, and boy, was I like, these people in the back are
pigs. That's what I'm saying.
You're pigs.
Absolutely.
I was like, they only allow people. Like, everyone was like wearing jeans, you know?
Ugh.
The unwashed.
I made my
masses.
Boyfriend dress up for the flight.
It feels nice.
That's they're going to know we don't belong.
Yes. Yeah.
They're going to know. I'm in a ball gown. He's in a suit.
Like, look at these pores.
It's
trying
the
to...
closest I've ever been to relapsing.
Oh yes, getting because
they give you free. It's free.
They give you free champagne.
They come around with free champagne.
Yeah.
They have like then they have like a special. They're like, this is the cocktail we made today. Now it is champagne with cranberry juice in it, of course.
Sure,
but
that's a rosé.
It's special.
They're selling it.
Yeah,
they're selling it. It was just like I really, really changed. On that flight.
That's
and
awesome.
And the second I got back in New York, I was like, share the wealth. You know, I'm a socialist. Yeah. But on that plane, oh, pigs in the back.
Yeah, yeah. Throw them in steerage.
Yeah, it was awesome. I didn't even let myself sleep because I was like, I'm never going to do this again.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get every ounce of it.
Yeah, I'm
gonna I watched like four movies.
Oh, my God.
Wow. It was so
movies
cool.
You've never heard of.
The food was bad, but I was like, there's food. Oh, you know, like there's a meal. A
little
hot
trays.
Meal.
I used to take Ambien. I used to slightly abuse Ambien.
No. I actually don't think you did.
I get scared whenever I take drugs because I'm nervous I'm going to get addicted.
Just because
and go
it
insane.
Felt good when you were on it doesn't mean you're
okay. Okay, but I was doing this. This is when I was like, maybe we chill. When you take Ambien, you feel drunk and you get that kind of fun, like drunk, weird, like a little spinny feeling. So I used to go on into the living room.
Oh, yeah, this is crazy.
I used to go in a living room and like sit down and just be like, yeah.
You're not going to tell them that you would spin around in your living room because you told me.
Okay. And I'd like spin around and fall over and get up and be like,
oh my God.
And then once I put a video on TikTok of myself like eating cheese on Ambien.
Oh my God.
I look so happy.
People eat on Ambien a lot.
I was going to the fridge and I was hitting it hard.
And they don't remember.
No, I was hitting it so
people
hard.
People wake up with like an empty box of Oreos next to
them. Oh yeah. I could do a whole wheel of brie.
And you're bringing that onto the plane.
Yeah. Yes.
You're bringing that bullshit onto the plane.
Yes. If I couldn't keep it together in my own home and like I couldn't stop eating everything in the fridge and going into like a weird trance, you shouldn't be.
Okay. I have a question. What's the rule you guys break on the plane? Like, what's the worst thing you do on the plane? Are your shoes off or
shoes?
What's your thing that other people don't like that you do on the plane?
Huge water drinker. Don't care where I am. Don't care. If I have to get up once an hour, sorry, honey.
You're LA.
Even if you're in the window, you're
I'm getting
over. I'm getting up. Are you trying to book the aisle for this reason?
I booked the aisle now.
Yeah, okay.
I switched. I was a
then
window
I'm okay
for
with
a
you.
Long time and then I moved to the aisle.
Aisle is elite. Yeah. I always said. What's yours?
Vaping.
Yes.
But that's a federal crime,
like
so I don't do it anymore.
Now, yeah.
I actually don't do it anymore
it
because
serious.
My friend, he has a joke about this, comedian David Drake. I think it's on a special, but he was on a plane and a guy vaped in the bathroom. And this was also a guy who was like drunk and on Ambien.
Yeah.
Vaped in the bathroom.
Everyone is.
So he opened the bathroom door and like vape smoke came out. Oh, no. What happened was, an alarm
he
went off.
He fucking hotboxed
an alarm went off. So everybody thought the plane was crashing.
Oh, my God.
So now you're doing terrorism.
Yeah.
Oh my
so he did that and then he was like drunk trying to go back to his sleep and my friend overheard the flight attendant say the guy said something like I'll go back to my seat thinking that was like what she wanted and my friend heard the flight attendant say oh no your life is different now.
No.
Yeah.
No.
And that's why I stopped. That's what made me stop vaping on the plane.
Right.
And I was never, I was always holding it in. Like, no one would ever know. But I don't want you to think I was like vaping on the plane.
Yeah, no, you were sucking it in.
Your life is
life,
what a terrifying thing. Coming from a woman mildly, too, it's like way scarier.
Whoa.
That scared me so bad. I was like, okay.
Your life's different.
So now my thing that I do that people hate is I take my shoes off. Because I'm always wearing the shoes that are too big to pack.
Yeah, yeah.
Which means I'm wearing an uncomfortable. Comfortable shoe, so the shoes are coming off.
Yeah.
Sorry. Do you share your vape?
Yeah. Do you want it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Relapse.
Look at this beautiful friendship developing.
A hell of a bar.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Sorry, it's a little scuffed up. I dropped it on a sidewalk. Hope you don't mind putting it in your mouth.
Adds to the flavor.
Good. I don't know what I think. Shoes off.
I'm pretty good on the plane.
I can't think of anything.
I behave pretty well on the plane.
Yeah.
I would say
I do take videos of myself masturbating, and then I masturbate to them.
That's the other thing about Ambien. A girl woke up masturbating on a plane.
Oh my
what?
God!
Yes.
What airline?
I know. Thank God it was a woman.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh my
and
God!
And I guess she had a blanket. So like, but. Can you imagine? I mean, I'd kill myself.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever done sex on a plane?
No.
Yeah.
Me neither. You have.
That doesn't appeal to me at all.
I've done. I've jerked someone off under a blanket.
Okay, so that's the worst thing you've done on a plane.
That is the worst thing I've done on a plane.
Taking your shoes off is nothing compared to open air jerking off a guy. There's kids here.
Did he just come into the blanket?
Shout out to my husband.
Oh my God.
Wow, what a beautiful marriage. No, I think that's beautiful. I love that for him. I'm happy for him.
And this lady won't let her husband fuck her in the ass.
Yeah. Come on.
And I'm over here.
That's probably
you
a federal
plane.
Crime. Yes. That's
for sure. It's a sex crime. Like,
100%.
The stewardess just whispers you, your life is different now. You're like, okay, but I'm going to finish, right? Yeah. That's crazy to not finish.
Well, my life's going to be different. Let me come.
Yeah. If I'm already like technically on a list and a pedophile, essentially, you know, then let's let it rock.
I wonder if the severity of your placement on the sex offender list is higher if you come.
Interesting.
Is that evidence that gets presented?
Right.
Yes.
He came.
Yes.
Because maybe otherwise you could argue you just, I just got hard.
You know? Yeah. There's a lawyer being like, Yana.
Yeah, I mean, Your Honor, he got hard. A man will get hard in the sky.
Yeah.
Or if it's like exculpatory, just like, I barely came. Like, I wasn't even, I know it was wrong. I didn't even like
it. I had to try it to know
it
wasn't my thing.
You know what? Yeah. Let me go.
Yeah, I think this is a good court show, a good court drama.
Yeah, and by the way, in my opinion, no offense, jail. If I was walking back from the bathroom and I saw someone jerking someone off on the plane, I would, I literally would be like, "Who's the air marshal?
Yeah,
I need, give me your gun."
And police officers watching the podcast, that was a lie.
People lie on podcasts.
People lie. I am a gross pig. I think people forget that, but
no.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah.
As long as you got in the blanket, you wrapped the blanket tight.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess the stewardess had a bad encounter.
Were you in first class?
Yeah.
You got to do it.
Yeah, it has to be first class.
If it's first class, I give it to you. Mile High Club, he's in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It has to
be
first class.
You spent the money.
Welcome to first class. Champagne. There's the corner where you drink your husband out.
Fleshlight?
Yes.
We'll go manual.
Yeah. Oh, very
people
nice.
Have to be jerking off in the lay down seat.
Of course.
It's very private in there.
Yeah, it is. The little zzzz.
There, I think that's a horniness marker because I used to jack off in the airplane bathroom, just something to pass the time.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
And now I have no desire to do that. I'm like,
interesting.
Yeah. That won't even be good.
Jerk off in the airplane bathroom.
Have you guys ever had this? Like, have you ever been really excited to fuck someone and then you do come, but it's just like a really mid come?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, we're women.
Yeah.
They're all mid.
Right.
A lot of them are mid.
Yeah. Or non-existent.
But I think the difference with women is we do the thing where we're like, okay, that was mid, but it wasn't zero.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which means he's worth fucking again.
Yeah, sometimes the second time's better.
I think more often than not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should we do another?
How's your timing?
I think I'm okay.
All right.
We'll
just do a little
check.
Do we
have a quickie? I think it's okay.
All right, let's do a quickie.
Should I tell my husband about my breeding kink?
Yes. That's exactly who you tell.
Yeah.
You guys are really good at these. We could just stop. I-24F. Married to 28M for just over 28 years now. We plan on having kids, one or two, but not until we're financially ready.
Wait, sorry. She's married to a 28-year-old for 28 years?
2 years.
Two. Okay.
Calm down, Mormon. I've known that I have a breeding kink most of my life, probably since I found out what the term was when I was 16. I've been on BC.
No.
We haven't used a condom. He finishes in me 99% of the time, which has been enough to satisfy my kink until lately.
Do you have to be pregnant? Is that
I think that's what she's about
okay.
to say.
So, yeah.
A lot of people our age, including family, friends, coworkers, are starting to have kids, and I desperately wanted to be pregnant seeing this. Not start a family, just be pregnant. It's starting to mess with my head.
Hold on. Keep going.
As I'll forget about taking my BC. It makes the realistic side of me panic and double up every time I do. But of course, there's a part of me that just wants to stop taking it and see what happens.
This is a lady rapist. This is lady rape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not comfortable with that, which I obviously wouldn't do without his consent. I understand the need to discuss wanting to start a family with my husband, but I don't think we're ready for that. This is really just a kinky thing, and I'm not sure what to do.
Yeah, grow up and let your husband come inside you.
No, they do.
He does.
No, I know, but I mean, like, just that.
Yeah. Yes. You can't be faking the birth control.
Imagine having a whole baby because you're a pervert.
Yes.
See, but that's what I'm here to ask.
I don't think having a breeding kink is I think it's the opposite.
Right? It's kind of the whole thing.
Your kink is you want to have sex the way that, like,
Allah intended.
Science
Allah,
intended. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I like that.
Allah. I'm
like,
also Muslim.
But there's a baby.
There's a baby.
And now you're starting to sound like, you know how like Republicans will be like, these women are using abortion as birth control and we're not?
Yeah.
So like you're thinking about that. Yeah. And that's crazy.
In a big way.
Guys, I just wanted to be honest. I did this and I had to like go on Reddit to like read it. It helped me.
Whoa.
Because I think
you,
as
you got pregnant?
I got pregnant. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's expensive to install yeah. that shit. But yeah, I was like, because your ego gets into it.
So
right,
some lady
as a man.
Was like, wait, what do you mean you did this?
I was doing the breeding kink, yes. And I was like, I really want to actually knock this girl up. I was having that thought because it was so hot.
Yeah.
But then would you keep the baby?
Well, I had to talk myself off the roof and be like, do I want a baby? I had to do visualizations.
Yeah.
I had to read
again, a weird
posts
man.
Like this and be like, this isn't a kink. Like, this isn't sex. Like, it would be hot to make her pregnant, but then that's like, that's just barely, that's nothing.
So what yeah. these people should do is just have sex on birth control and have your husband say, I'm going to get you fucking pregnant.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want your husband to say while he's fucking yeah. you, I'm going to put a baby in you.
Yeah.
Don't well, say baby. Yeah. But be like, I'm going to
yeah,
get you
so
pregnant.
So you guys don't like, because you're not having kids.
No. I no. mean, Dan so, got a vasectomy. But he,
that's woman rape.
Yeah.
So
I made him cut his penis off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's interesting to me too. Because like, so are you not? This isn't hot to you at all?
No.
Scary.
No. The idea of being
oh,
pregnant.
You're the same way.
Yeah.
You're
if a guy
free?
Said I'm gonna get you pregnant, I would use both my feet to kick him off.
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah. 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 Wow. You won't do that to me.
How dare you?
Yeah.
I'm a slut, not a mother.
Yes. Yes.
You're gonna fuck me, and that's it.
Yeah, being pregnant seems so scary.
It
to
seems
me.
So scary. There's something yeah. growing inside you that's getting smarter and stronger every day.
And it's eating your bones.
And it's eating your bones.
Eating your bones.
And it has fingernails. It has fingernails and it's going to, you know, claw its way out of you. I don't. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy. Yeah, yeah. Ugh. Ugh.
Yeah, it's a no for me. I also, so God, my husband's getting a lot of airtime on this show. He had an oopsie doopsie when he was 18 and he got a girl pregnant.
Okay.
And like he didn't end up like, he ended up like raising a kid, but not with his partner. You know, they were like, we're going to be parents, but they were not on the greatest of terms. So I'm like, this man, the whole front of his life was raising a child. Like, it is so high stake.
Yeah.
Once it happens to you.
Yeah.
I'm like, can you imagine?
Yeah.
It's so high stakes. I'm like, I can't. And he like loves his kid, but he was like, I would have never been a father.
Right.
If this had yeah. not happened. That's batshit bananas to me that you even consider.
It's
this.
Intoxicating. That's what I'm here to say. It's really? Very, it's very intense. Yeah. Because there's so much that comes with it. Like, I think as some women
yeah.
feel a sense of fulfillment by it.
Sure,
men, it satisfies our ego, our providerness. There's something
yeah.
like very primally masculine
yeah, yeah,
about
sure.
like, you're having my baby.
Yeah. Funky.
Yeah.
It makes you drunk. That's
and
what I'm
when
trying
you're
to
like
say.
Really in love with someone, like I've been having sex with someone I'm really in love with. And if they were like, I'm going to get
oh,
you
wow.
pregnant, then I might be like, you can say that. But it's not for me, but I wouldn't freak out.
Yeah.
Like, so I can kind of get that thing. But my thing with this mostly is like, you have to just like these people, you got to talk to the person you're with about like, this is so easily satisfied by just pretending.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But,
I think.
But I think the ultimate is that you're not pretending. I think that's really what it is.
But yeah. she doesn't want to be pregnant.
Yeah. You need to have a sober conversation.
Yeah.
That'll let you take the kink as far as you can go.
Yes.
But like, you can't miss the birth control. You can't.
No.
You can't
missing
miss
the birth,
birth
control,
control
is crazy.
That's really fucked up.
That is very fucked yeah. up.
Actually, that yeah. was... Never mind. I'll do it on another episode.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I have too much to say about birth control.
Yeah, yeah.
You people need to be on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
That's all I'll say.
Let's get IUDs in our brains, everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're trusting so much to a man you don't like.
Yeah. Yes. Agreed. Interesting. So you really considered this, huh? You had to like,
you had to visualize
yeah.
like having an 8-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, do you think if you have a baby because of this, sometimes when it's 8, you look at it and you're like, I can't believe I was so fucking horny that I
this what a crazy yeah,
do you know what it. I mean
yes
I also think it might help this woman to have her boyfriend say I'm gonna get you pregnant not when he's fucking necessarily fucking her penis in V but when he's making her come
sure
Like, if that's not what makes her come, if something else does, have him say it while he's doing whatever that other thing is.
Yeah.
And that might, yeah, that might satisfy this, yeah, more than having a baby would.
Yeah, I mean, I think you got to surrender a little bit to, yeah, it. I think that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
It's like your genes have been, they've been going around for, yeah, like forever,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, also you're married. If you have a baby, you'll love it.
Yeah, she does seem like she wants a baby.
But,
yeah,
like, they want you to do this, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, you know what? This is a great way to get your husband to have a baby with you before he's ready.
True.
My kink.
Yeah.
It's my kink.
It's really hot.
It's really hot.
I'll tell you this. Yeah. I won't do this kink again early in a relationship because it was too powerful for me.
Yeah. Is this why
head.
You said I love you before 90
No,
days?
It's not. That's funny, though. That's funny. No, I did not want that girl
it
to
is
have
too
my kids.
Powerful.
I know her.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does seem to be very powerful. So I respect that it has to be fought against. It's our biological drive.
Yeah,
yes. I can understand that.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
This is one of those, let's sit down and really line it up and then we can have fun. But yeah, like, yeah, it needs to be like unsexily laid out. Like, I don't feel like this way about other kinks. Like,
yeah,
I was talking about this, like dominance and stuff like that, like, mm-hmm, being mean in the bedroom. Like, to me, it's so obvious. It doesn't need to be spelled out. Yeah. Obviously, I'm, yeah, calling you a dumb slut in, yeah, the specific context.
Looking right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Testing.
Yeah.
Like that? You like that? Let me hit the vape. That's daddy's vape. I just take your vape.
Oh, you just lost your vape privilege.
No!
Yeah.
Yeah, no. It's so funny. I think this woman might be like us,
yeah,
because it's so funny to think that wanting to get pregnant is kinky.
Yeah,
it's so funny to horseshoe you to be like, yeah, yeah, I don't know, yeah, I don't think being tied up is that kinky. Everyone's tried it,
sure,
but wanting to get pregnant, that's like real, oh, out there stuff.
Dude, that's metal, you know, as fuck. It kind of is. Pregnancy is pretty metal.
No, yeah, it
and
is.
Giving birth is pretty
but
metal.
It isn't kinky. It's regular. It's the most regular kind of sex you can have.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, God bless. Good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck with your fucking kid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They ended up talking about it, and they lined it up. She's getting an IUD, so they had, great, a couple pill scares. So, yeah, they figured it out. Two, yeah, 3 more years.
Hey, look at you.
Hey, we love it. Every time a woman gets an IUD, an angel gets its wings.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
And I want boys to get them, too, in their, yeah, assholes, just for,
sure,
solidarity.
Put it wherever you want. Yeah. Eat it if you
get
want
it
to.
Plant it under your skin.
Yeah.
And a barcode that says ally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Danny, you were an absolute pleasure.
This is so fun. It was great to pod with you.
I know. This, yeah, was fun. Thanks for bringing all your things.
You are, so you have a podcast, obviously, and shout out again, Lesbian DJ. How can they listen to you, follow you? What are the plugs?
Yeah, AITAPod.com has all our links, yeah, and you can search all the Spotify apps. You can search AITAPod, Andrea Allen.
Yeah,
there's
get
like
in there.
3-4 episodes. There's some
listen
bangers
to the first
in there.
One. First one. I'll listen to the, yeah, first one because I don't know who that was, but it would be exciting.
The, yeah, whole arc is, yeah, fascinating. Yeah, yeah. We go from me saying bad things to Andrea apologizing. It's,
yeah,
pretty incredible. Wow. We gotta get you on.
What,
yeah,
did you, well, I'll ask you later. Yeah, I would love to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Lizard, where can they find you? Follow you.
Lizzie Cassidy on Instagram.
And Andrea Comedy 69. And as always, subscribe to our YouTube channel and you know, write us some reviews, do all of the things. We love to be with you, my friends. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.